There are so many things to this question which make it impossible for it to happen, because the Holy Quran gives us a concept of Allah with which this belief is in direct clash. That is the type of impossibility which makes it difficult for us to believe in this. There are two types of possibilities. One possibility, one difficulty is, and that is impossibility, that we say, for instance, you are powerless to make a jump to that roof. So if you claim, we will not believe. That is one way of rejecting a thing. And the other is that it is possible for you to make that high a jump, but it is not possible for you to make that high a jump and instead of being on the top of the roof, being underneath the earth at the same time. You understand this point? This is called paradox. This is not called impossibility. So the question which applies to the Mi'raj, as we understand it, is that of paradox. Allah's attributes are put against Allah's attributes. In the one instance, it is said that Allah is everywhere. And in the second instance, it is said that Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled from somewhere towards God, physically, as if God was not here and God was there. While Allah says, we took him along. The word used by Allah in the Holy Quran say that we took our servant along with us. Asra bi abdihi. He was all the time with him. So this is the paradox. This is not impossibility. So there are other objections again, which are of this nature, which we have against their concept. But of that I have spoken in quite some detail elsewhere in Urdu, and you can understand Urdu well. So you better listen to those tapes.